This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The economic consequences of a visit to Taiwan. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has left Taiwan, where she pledged the U.S. will not abandon the self-ruled island. China responded with military drills around Taiwan, among other measures, which we'll get to. Markets across Asia closed mixed today. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack joins us now to talk about the economic and financial implications of the speaker's visit. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, Sabri.
So let's just remind everybody, why is Beijing so upset about Pelosi's visit to Taiwan?
Because Beijing views Taiwan as a breakaway province, a premise that Taiwan's current government rejects. So by Pelosi or other U.S. officials visiting Taiwan, Beijing sees this as encouraging the pro-independence camp on the island.
Beijing has shown its displeasure with that visit by launching targeted military operations and exercises around Taiwan, but it also protested through economic means. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Beijing has banned Taiwan's citrus fruit, fish. It's also going to stop exporting natural sands to Taiwan. So this is used in construction. But interestingly, what's not touched are Taiwan semiconductors, which are critical for mainland China's economy.
Markets are relieved that, at least in the short term, there was no major outright confrontation between the U.S. and China.
Yeah, the concern was if a conflict breaks out, then supply chains will be disrupted. Although that still might happen, but to a smaller degree, because the military drills that Beijing is conducting over the next few days are going to happen on the busiest channels, which could affect supply chains.
What about longer-term consequences? Are there any longer-term impacts from this escalation that we should be thinking about?
Well, that's a lot tougher to predict. Michael Herson is with the Eurasia Group, and he says Pelosi's visit to Taiwan will affect the overall U.S.-China relationship.
This is going to worsen tensions, which were already high. It's going to color a lot of policy debates in the U.S., including in areas like export controls and trade measures that do impact U.S. companies, the U.S. economy, and impact Chinese counterparts as well.
Now, he says when there's distrust, that makes cooperation in things like the economy or even climate very difficult, which markets aren't pricing in just yet.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The percentage of people who are uninsured in the U.S., that is people who do not have any kind of health insurance coverage, is down to 8%, according to the Biden administration. That is a record low. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on what has led to this point.
An additional 5 million people have gained health insurance over the last 2 years, according to a new report from the Department of Health and Human Services. That includes 1 million children. The report credits increased efforts to get people signed up for coverage through the Affordable Care Act and the $2 trillion COVID relief law last year. It provided subsidies to make private health insurance through the ACA more affordable for some, especially for those with low incomes. Senate Democrats are now trying to pass a climate and health bill, which would extend those subsidies for another 3 years. The report also points to the expansion of Medicaid eligibility in 5 states, which had previously not taken advantage of that ACA provision. In Utah, the uninsured rate dropped 1.5 percentage points. In Idaho, it plummeted by 8.5 points. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Warehouses are an industry in and of themselves, and that industry is experiencing a boom as ports scramble to catch up with supply chain problems. More warehouses can mean more jobs for local communities, but local communities also sometimes object to the toll the construction of new warehouses can take on the environment. Emily Jones of WABE and Grist reports from Georgia.
The port of Savannah is the fourth busiest in the country, moving more and more cargo all the time. And all that stuff needs somewhere to go. Trip Tollison leads the Savannah Economic Development Authority.
You've got to have an opportunity or a spot to take it off the container, repackage it, send it to all the other locations where the ultimate product is supposed to end up.
And you have to do all that quickly. To keep up, Colliers estimates the region has gone from 20 million square feet of warehouse space in 2005 to more than 80 million now. Another 18 million square feet is underway. And most of that land used to be forest, says Zoe Rinker of the Savannah Tree Foundation.
This is an issue of quality of life and public health and really just making sure that everybody has the same access to green space.
And trees aren't just pretty to look at. They're an essential buffer against the impacts of climate change, creating cooling shade, soaking up rainwater, and absorbing carbon dioxide from the air. Rinker says many communities have laws to protect trees, but
our tree ordinance wasn't necessarily made for this warehousing industry in mind.
Some local governments are working to update their rules, and communities are also advocating for themselves.
We've always had a history of being proactive.
Tyrone Ware is the president of a Savannah neighborhood association in an area surrounded by industry, but it's successfully gotten companies to plant trees. Ware says the key is approaching the companies cooperatively instead of fighting them.
But it's a matter of them being conscientious and understanding that the community has been here, the community wants to be here, and that they want to work with us and want to be partners and neighbors with us.
He says other places can learn from this approach. But in the meantime, as communities scramble to update laws and neighborhoods try to protect themselves, warehouse building continues to boom and take down lots of trees. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.